It's a Tech Tuesday, and Bridget Carey joins us. She is, are you live in action at Apple's annual fall event?
I'm actually over in New York City watching like the rest of us schmucks. But I am hosting a live show from CNET where we're doing color commentary throughout the whole entire thing. Play-by-play action, you know the drill.
Bridget, I've watched enough award shows to know that somebody needs to ask this question, so I will. Who are you wearing?
Oh, right now? Yeah. A little bit of Macy's clearance rack.
Nice. Sparkly.
And some Old Navy, yeah.
Very nice.
All right, this is held, it's so weird, when I got my first iPhone, I didn't know why it said Cupertino on there. I had no idea, but that's where the Apple campus is, right?
Yep, and they got that big, fancy Steve Jobs theater now. It looks like a spaceship. That's where, for, you know, 2 hours, they're going to go through what the new iPhones are, what we're probably going to see in a new Apple Watch, and maybe some other accessory surprises. It's the thing we do every September, but there are some leaks and still some questions. Like, people are wondering, what are they going to name these new things? We've had that weird iPhone 10 with an X on it, and that kind of set them up to be like, well, what's this going to be, 11? Some people have speculated that there'll be three models. It's just what order of words jumbled we put them in. Does it start with iPhone 11, then go to iPhone 11 Pro, then Pro Max if it's bigger? Or are we doing pluses anymore? What about the S's? You know, that's what everyone's... And even last year, they had a 10R, which was XR, you know, if you read it. And then, will we do R's anymore? So... Everyone's wondering. Either way, though, you're going to get three, and it's all going to look the same more or less on the front. It's the back and the cameras that are going to be different. There's looking like the high-end models have three camera lenses on the back. What are you going to do with three?
What do you need
like
that
to
for?
Hear them. Mm-hmm. It's about different special effects, better night pictures. So that's what they're going to talk about on stage, really selling that. And there's been some clues. They always leave a few teases. Maybe we'll have new colors, the lower-end models. I say lower-end. They're still going to be crazy expensive at like $700 or $800, but... We're not talking the $1,000 top model. The lower-end ones might come in fun colors. Everyone likes that. Actually, the lower-end model last year was the top seller. You know, it was called the 10R, and that's what people wanted. They didn't need all the high-end stuff. So if the high-end stuff isn't as wanted, there's some clues that maybe they're going to call it a pro model, like they do for their laptops.
Bridget, does this indicate a price decrease for last year's model? Will that still be available, or is that not an option anymore?
That's going to be something we're watching, because what they did before is that they would just stop selling the old model. And I suppose if you bought it used, yeah, you can get it. But for the most part, they, you know, if you went to an Apple store, it was like, and now here's just, you know, the new ones again at the same exact price, you know. So we'll see which old models kick the bucket and which are still around.
I have to upgrade. I have an iPhone 6S. I think that's what you have as well. It's really starting to malfunction. My son's screen is cracked, and I was hoping to get an older model at a reduced rate. So I am going to check out CNET.com. And find out what you find out. You will be live streaming it. When does it begin?
Well, the actual event starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's about noon your time. And then also we're live streaming a whole hour earlier. So we're going to be live in about 30 minutes.
And who comes to this, Bridget? Is
Great
it just
question.
Industry people? Is it celebrities? Who attends this event?
Al Gore goes.
Does often. He?
Well, yeah. He created the internet.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually a few tech celebrities, I would say. But for the most part, this is really a big press event. Yeah, because in the springtime, you get a lot of people who are developers who make the apps. This is more about, like, we're going to showcase the hardware. So this is a hardware show. You know, when it comes to this new iPhone, we're expecting it to maybe have a new way of charging your Apple earbuds if you happen to have those AirPods that dangle out of your ear. You know, maybe there's a new way to charge it with the phone. Maybe there's a new Face ID scanning technology. So these are all the questions we're going to have. Also, when it comes to the watch, people are wondering, are you going to have have new features there? Do we need new features? Like, how much can you keep packing into the watch? So there's questions around sleep tracking. And we're at a time where people aren't upgrading that often. You've been hanging on to your phone since the 6. So what Apple sees in the market is that there's a little bit of a decrease. They're going to be talking a lot about subscription services. Maybe we're going to get more details about that Apple TV streaming service, that Apple Arcade, which is a game streaming service.
What?
Yeah, because the future is, well, if we got you on the same phone, we can at least hook you in with a monthly $10 fee to access more entertainment. So that's going to be another bit of the twist that's a little different this year.
I need to find an app that tells me what subscriptions I have going,
because
I
forget.
I mean, remember Webkinz?
The kids used to.
I bet I'm
Webkinz?
Still paying $10 a month for that. I bet I am.
That's a while ago.
I gotta look for that. Also, something you said that is very fascinating to me is Bridget Carey's on the line with us, CNET senior editor. You mentioned that the Apple iPhone XR, the lowest tier, was the top seller. So doesn't that tell Apple something that, oh, maybe people don't want all these bells and whistles, but yet they keep going and creating more?
Well, they're always going to create something that's top of the line for the people who, you know, money's no object, and I want the best of the best to show off to my friends. But for people who just want, like, phones are all doing the same thing. They all got the same apps, right? So for folks who are just looking to have something nice, that's where it seems that is the most popular. And I think that's where they bring more fun in with colors. I know that very rarely do people realize the differences in the cameras on the back. It's all about the cameras in the back, that, you know, why you'll be paying more sometimes. And, you know, when you take a photo and you share it on Facebook, like, is everyone a master photographer and notices all the different tricks and you can do or not? And I think maybe with this one, they're going to talk up the tricks a lot, because if you've got three cameras on your over $1,000 phone, I want to see what it's going to do that's going to make people want to upgrade. Or are we going to just hang on to it one more year and then wait for the 2020 phone when 5G might be a thing?
Oh, you know? Yeah. So
Speaking of
it's
which,
it's not going to be a thing this year.
Bridget, I still see commercials that tout the 5G, but the technology is not in place yet. Am I right on that?
You're right. It is a bunch of hot air. It's just like, okay, yeah, maybe if you stand in this one spot and lean left next to the McDonald's, you'll get 5G for a hot second.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and if you hold up your, like, antenna, like you did back in the day. You
right.
know? So yeah, this is, other filmmakers are standing out by being the first in that space. So if you want to future-proof your phone, like, oh, I'm going to buy a phone now and I want it to have 5G, when I hang on to it for 3 years, it'll be able to use the network.
Mm-hmm.
Great. But right now, you're not going to get a whole lot of use out of that.
And just a quick comment on the cool, funky colors that iPhones offer. You put a case on it anyway, so half the time you don't even remember what color you chose.
Yeah.
I know. And tell that to the people who were fighting over the pink iPhone when that came out, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, have fun.
Be safe, Bridget. Have fun, certainly, but please be safe.
We're going to be streaming live for like 3 hours or something. So, I'll be sure to drink plenty of water.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated, yeah.
All right, perfect. Happy Tech Tuesday to you, Bridget. Have fun.
Thanks. Take care.
Bridget Carey, CNET senior editor. I am, like, so bothered by all the Apple stuff going on.
Are you? How come?
Because it just irritates me that every year it's something new. They make such a good product that you really can hang on to
it. It's miraculous that such a device exists, but they keep trying to one-up themselves. And really, has anything happened in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years that's made you say, I have to have that?
The 3D pictures are pretty cool.
Are they? Yeah.
Or the panorama. I don't know what it's called, but
360 degree?
Yes. People will post something on Facebook, and you just move. You can see, like, all the way behind you.
Oh, that's nice.
It rotates. It's kind of cool. But again, what would I use it for?
Do you need that?
No.
Just to know if somebody's sneaking up on you or something?
Do you want everyone else to have the better phone?
Wendy, right.
I think you should get the new one.
I don't want it.
No? You don't need it?
Right. I just want mine to work.
Yeah.
It's been crashing a lot lately. So
is mine.
Yeah, and I've upgraded to the latest iOS or EOS, as Bill calls it.
EOS system, Wendy.
Have you even ever upgraded your EOS?
No. I've not.
Oh,
it keeps telling me I need to.
And you just
I keep telling it to leave me alone.
Wendy, I've been having connection issues.
Yeah, I have
in
too.
In my life.
Oh.
And
oh. Steve, so, that's sad. This, you know we're on air, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. That's
so
right.
This morning I mockingly asked Bill, I said, I'm sure you can help with this, Bill, thinking I was being funny. And he started offering solutions.
How about that?
He's becoming a tech wizard.
Yeah.
I know, you just said something in the midst of this segment that she said, you're absolutely right,
yeah.
Bill. Oh, the 5G network.
Yeah, right.
Are you secretly studying?
No. Quit it. Quit it. All right, a break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.